How to live by faith. Isaiah 51 verse 1. How to live, like let your life flow in more believing so that you can have a higher kind of life. The life I'm experiencing, the life Bishop Saki is experiencing, Bishop Eddie is experiencing, we experience the life based on our beliefs that we had from school. The beliefs we had as young people, as students. We are still young, but we are younger then. Zoom, zim, zam, zoom, zam, zim, zim. Isaiah 51, verse 1. Hearken to me, you that are following after righteousness. Are you guys following after righteousness, trying to have it do the right thing? Are you trying to do the right thing? Tell somebody, let's do this right thing. You that seek the Lord, okay? Look to the rock whence you are hewn. Like, look to the where you came from and to the hole of the pit whence you are digged. Look to the origins of Christianity. The origins of Christianity is go into the world, preach the gospel. There's no other, all these money things and what have you, this is not the gospel. It leads to poverty. They don't have money. If they had NATO, they would be giving so much money and doing so many great works for God. They can't even pay for their church buildings. Yes. Now, verse 2, beautiful. Look to Abraham. Look to Abraham, the father of faith. If you want to live by faith, look to Abraham, your father, to Sarah. For I called him alone and I blessed him and I increased him. So if you want to learn about faith or learn about righteous living, Isaiah 51 verse 1, you want to learn about righteous, how to live. You don't find Abraham saying, I believe I have, I believe I have, I believe I have, I believe I have. He lived his life. His life was lived out. All the things he did were as a result of his beliefs. So he says, look to Abraham, your father, that bear you, for I called him alone. And I blessed him. That's your portion. And I increased him. This is your future. Definitely, I'm sure of this. Blessing and increase. If you look at Abraham, he was a believer in many things, and his destiny was to be blessed and to be increased. His blessing was to be blessed and to be increased. This is what you are going to experience. So where is in Abuja, you are going to be blessed and increased. Just look to Abraham. You'll be blessed and increased. And in Lagos, you'll be blessed and it's going to increase. Sierra Leone is going to be blessed. Two of you, Sierra Leone is going to be blessed and increased. It's going to be blessed in Iberia. It's going to be blessed in Uganda. You are in Seychelles. It's going to be blessed in Seychelles. And you are where? In Russia. It's going to be blessed. And you are in where? Dominica. It's going to be blessed. And you are in Liberia. It's going to be Sierra Leone. It's going to be blessed. And you are in where? Bangladesh. It's going to be blessed. And you are in Sierra Leone. Bo. And you are in Dwi. In Sierra Leone. It's going to be blessed. All going to be blessed. Amen. Look to Abraham. It's true. Look to Abraham. Cape Verde. It's going to be blessed. And where? Bangladesh. It's going to be blessed. Look at Abraham and look to him. And live your life. Do wild things that the only explanation is faith. I'll say it again. Do wild things that the only explanation is faith. Write it down. Do wild things that the only explanation for doing those things is faith. Yeah. Do wild things that the only explanation for what you are doing is faith. Yeah. Do things that no one can explain except you explain that, you know, it's the thing is what I believe. sorry, I can't explain it to you. It's what I believe. Yes. Why are you going here? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? The only explanation I can give you for what I'm doing is what I believe. Yes. That's a new life. That's living this kind of life. A new life that's based only on the things I believe. Yeah. And you know, going into all the world is burning in my heart. I want first lovers to go into the world. It's not that I don't want you near me. I want you to be so great before the Lord. Yes. I want you to be so great before the Lord. You know, I think I don't want people around me. I like people. Whenever I'm sending people, I feel sad. When I see them go, I say, wow, these are great people. And I pray for them. Lord, help them over there. Give them people. Send them people. Help them. Let them become mighty and great. Let them succeed. Help them to overcome in their marriages. That's why I'm always telling you about the marriage. I want the marriage to be nice. Because, you see, 70% sometimes of people's problems, or sometimes 90%, when this marriage is a problem, it's 90%. So it's like a lot of people have most of the issues is about marriage. It's like the church itself is not an issue, but the marriage is an issue. So that's why I'm saying the things I'm saying, so that you align yourself. And I try to break relationships in my preaching, so that I can break and reform better ones, good ones, gooder ones, gooder ones. Can't you see sometimes I preach and I realize that I'm breaking some relationships? Yes. Sometimes you preach and see that I'm breaking relationships. Why? Because people are, you see, if you say average goodness, almost every girl is about 50% good and every brother is about 50% good. It's not that, oh, this sister is 90% evil. No. It's just the compatibility. It's like the type of badness you have. It's not compatible with this person's type of badness. So when they go together, it comes as with sparks. Yeah. It's like blood. If you put the wrong person's blood into your blood, you start going to convulsions, you start having reactions, anaphylactic reactions, you start your breathing will close. So some marriages are like you've joined the wrong bloods together. Yeah. You've joined the wrong bloods. One flesh is blood and blood joining, and it's not working. Even some people don't get pregnant sometimes because the woman has antibodies to the sperms. You see, antibody fights infections. So the woman has antibodies around the cervix which consider the man's sperms as invaders and germs. they consider them as germs. So when the sperms come, then the woman's antibodies, they kill them. And then they fight the sperms. Yes. They fight the sperms, especially around the cervix. Yes. No, I'm telling you, you are the ones laughing, but I'm telling you. Doctors, is it not? Yes. Dr. Nabia is a gynecologist. True or not true? It's a what?
It's a cause of infertility.
Yeah. Common cause?
Common cause of infertility. Because the woman rejects her husband's sperms. So she can't get pregnant.
So sometimes, just as you are rejecting his sperms, sometimes you reject his presence. Sometimes you reject his domination over your life. Sometimes you reject his presence. Sometimes you reject his leadership. Sometimes you reject his character. You reject his personality. And then you also reject his sperms. Yes. Wow. Yes. Are you here or you are leaving? Yeah. What's the topic? Doing wild things that the only explanation for is faith, your belief. Why would I not go forward and specialize as a medical doctor and become a professor of whatever? Because I was good enough in school. And I had the opportunities. Plenty. My mates, my friends, all of them went ahead. But I said, no, I have to. So it's enough of school. My beliefs. You think I wouldn't like to tell you, I'm a cardiologist, I'm cardiothoracic surgeon, I'm a neurologist, I'm a pathologist, I'm a professor. I would like to say I'm professor, so like when you do, professor, prof is coming. Prof is here. I say, I'll tell you, I spent 25 years to become a professor. Prof is here, prof is preaching. Prof is preaching. I mean, it sounds far nicer than, I mean, doctor, I mean, professor and doctor, I mean, it's far higher. Two things. The only explanation. My biological father, he asked me to go to Oxford. I didn't know how to go to Oxford. I've never applied for any course abroad. I didn't even know how people, when I see people applying masters, this, I say, they really do well. I don't even know where you get the forms from. Yeah. It's a whole project. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have no idea. Why would I do what I'm doing? The only explanation is my belief. Why would I send Cam? What did you learn in school? What did you learn in school?
Biology. I learned biology in school.
Which school?
UDS, University for Development Studies, in the north of Ghana.
Why would I send him to Gulu? Even Gulu, is he? Have you heard of Gulu? A graduate from the university. Why am I sending him to Gulu? Only what?
Faith can explain it.
Can explain it. I was sending you to Brazil, right?
Yes, Bishop.
And then I called you.
You called me and you said this has changed, so I should meet you in Nigeria and you tell me the new place.
I told you to meet me in Nigeria.
Yeah, you're having...
Why? Do I live in Nigeria? Why do I say...
You're having Healing Jesus campaigns in Nigeria. So you sent a message that you come to Nigeria. So we took a bus. We came to Nigeria and we met you.
The only reason for what he was taking a bus from Accra to Nigeria is his belief in God that I am a pastor. He has a belief that I am a man of God or a pastor or a bishop or a prophet or something. That's the only reason. Come to a doctor. Were you a doctor then?
I was a doctor. I was doing my... house job in anesthesia. I was doing my anesthesia rotation.
Anesthesia?
Rotation.
You were making people sleep?
Yes, in theater.
Faith!
You sent a test message that I'm not going to Brazil. I should come to Nigeria. You tell me the new place. So I just came. Took a bus, went through a lot of toll gates. I mean, seemingly toll gates. Borders.
Which town?
Ede.
Ede.
Crusade, yes.
And when you came, what did I tell you?
You said...
Where did I meet you?
We met in the governor's house, small house, yes. And we were having meetings, and we were talking about different things, and you pointed at me. I said, Patrick... You're going to a place. Start with B. Start guessing.
Boston. Brussels.
Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Birmingham was my favorite. I don't know how.
Birmingham. Ben. And then?
And he said, no, it's Botswana. And I made my face. Hey. And said I should go quickly, otherwise we'll change to Guinea or anywhere else.
Wow. So you went to Botswana?
Yes, Bishop.
Out only explanation for him going to Botswana is what he believes. I'm trying to explain to you, your life must now begin to go that the only explanation is not that circumstance have put you here, but you, what you believe is making you do something. Your need for money have made you go somewhere. Now your belief in God can make you do something. Can make you go somewhere. Can make you do something. Can make you change your life. Your belief. Your belief. Your belief. Not your need. Not your need. Not your circumstance. Not your job. Not your money. Not your family. But your belief can also make you do something. And that is where it is your faith. And then it now produces a kind of life. Yes. Your faith is your life. Your faith is the life you are living. And the life you are living is the faith you have. It's from the faith you have. Yes. So your life is like this, and it goes up like this. A faith life. Yeah. Like that. You know, a number of times God has made me, don't trust man. Live like this. Don't get money from here. Live like this. Live like this. Live like this. It's happened a number of times. Don't take this. Don't have this. Do this. Do this. Do this. Do this. True, true. So I need you to do things and live your life. Where are you? India. I need you to live your life based on a belief. I'll come to faith is prayer and your prayer is faith. Yes. Faith is prayer. And prayer is faith. Amazing. The things you do show the things you believe. And the life you are living is showing what you are believing. If you go around fornicating, committing different sins, it also shows your beliefs. Or what you don't believe and what you believe at a point. Not even temptation, but your beliefs. It shows what you believe. Are you still around? So we are looking to Abraham. Clearly, look at his life. You know, I believe I have a car. I believe I have a car. I believe I have a car. Please, please. There are, let's be serious. Let's go. Let's do more serious things, higher things. Say, I believe I have. I believe I have. I believe I have. I believe I have.